Back from the woods, back in New York City, we came upon a scrappy little operation called the City Reliquary.
Thanks so much for swinging by.
It's a small storefront museum in Brooklyn, and it's basically a collection of collections, like vintage thermoses, antique pens, and tons of Statue of Liberty memorabilia. Like cultural enterprises all over, the City Reliquary has found itself very low on funds lately. So the president of the place, Dave Herman, decided to revive a Depression-era tradition.
The idea for the rent party came about out of sheer desperation.
You guys here for the party? Help us pay our rent?
This was the first time when we really were past the point where the rent was due, and we didn't come up with it, and we're moving on to the next month's rent, and we don't know where that's coming from either. And so we said, well, we need to have a rent party.
So it's a $10 donation, right?
And then we said, well, we're a historical museum, so we should have some historical reference for this. The rent parties began in 1930 in Harlem, and so we just wanted to build off of that, but not in a mocking way. You know, depression is depressing, and there's that fine line where you can sort of have an optimistic look and make a little bit of fun of yourself and the situation you're in without sort of going overboard. We're in the humble backyard of the City Reliquary.
Can I help us over next to the line?
We're constructing our own Hooverville in our backyard, and we're starting with our treehouse fort.
Hey, can I get you a drink?
Which basically is going to operate as a bar.
Like a beer, please.
Where we're going to be selling Prohibition-era Brooklyn beer. Above that will be two DJs working together 1930s Harlem jazz. We have an oil drum fire. For the record, all of our tarps are strictly fireproof.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? Is that true?
We're going to be selling mulligan stew.
Yeah, you want some mulligan stew? You know what mulligan stew is? It's a hobo stew. It's whatever you know, throws in a pot.
Made up of anything you could find except for the kitchen sink, you know?
Okay, let me tell you, it's not vegetarian, okay? I just want to warn you that right fan is bones also, you right?
Cut up pieces of hot dogs and a few old bones.
There you go, young lady.
Directly to the right of the oil drum.
Oh, that looks so good.
Is our fortune teller, Madam Lulu Lolo.
Well, hello!
And she'll be telling fortunes for four tickets each.
May I see your right hand?
In exchange after the fortune telling, they will receive a fortune on paper.
As the purse is empty, the heart is filled.
We're hoping people will realize, and the pun is intended, that their fortune can help pay our rent.
Who's next? Dave Herman!
I think probably what has spawned the most reaction to tonight's event is the opportunity to pie our landlord.
He's gonna pie his own landlord!
Everybody will be able to envision pieing their own landlord when they get their frustration out on our landlord.
What are you about to have a landlord, Dave Herman?
We want the next 6 months free!
Bring it on!
So, despite the economic decline, we find one way or another to keep going. And we've said that we don't want to put ourselves in a position of asking everybody to pay our rent each month. But it has inspired us to think about the potential of doing something like it every other month.
Who's next? Who's next upon the landlord?
Dave Herman of the City Reliquary in Brooklyn. Turns out the museum raised about a month and a half's worth of rent with that party. Anne Hepperman and Kara Oler produced our story. You can see some pictures from the rent party at studio360.org. And next week, we'll have some more stories for you about creative folks today taking their own page from the 1930s. That is it for this week's show. Thanks very much for listening. If you'd like to listen to anything again, you can do so at our website, studio360.org, where you can also download the free weekly podcast of the whole show. Studio 360 is produced by PRI, Public Radio International, and WNYC. Our production team includes
Julie Burstein, Lital Malad,
David Krasnow,
Michelle Siegel,
Derek John,
Jenny Lawton,
Pike Medinowski,
Alana Harper,
Rob Weisberg,
Kurt Schlachter,
Josie Holtzman,
Nick Haling.
And our theme music is by David Van Tegum.
PRI's Studio 360 is funded in part by Ken and Lucy Lehman, who believe that winning workplaces respect, reward, and invest in their employees, by the Lilly Auchincloss Foundation, and by the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. Studio 360's series on creativity and science is supported in part by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation.
PRI, Public Radio International.